You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, why my pillow guy got banned from Twitter, QAnon moves the goalposts yet again, and so much more. I'm here today with the God Squad. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and Moses. How's it going, everyone?
Hey, fam.
Hello. Yeah,
pretty good.
It's Wednesday. Happy hump day. although I guess this comes out on Thursday. Damn it, God. They're going to think you're not perfect. They're going to think you didn't just like record this and then immediately send it to the internet.
It will get edited today, though, so maybe we can release it on hump day.
No.
No? All right.
Okay.
No. We already have a new episode out today about the Bernie meme apocalypse.
Yes.
With Victor Vaccine. Victor Vaccine, I think his name's actually Vinny. Huge success. Everyone loved Vinny Vaccine, given Kevin COVID the what for.
Excellent.
What for?
We have so many great characters on this show.
Yeah.
I love it.
I would hate to listen to a podcast with just one or two characters.
Same. A lot of creativity happening here.
Or like, yeah, you know, some podcast that just like steals all their ideas from someone else.
Holy Spirit shit starter.
Holy Spirit of Smitey. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to one of our patrons, James. Happy birthday, James.
Happy birthday.
His birthday was yesterday.
How old is he?
Old enough.
Okay. All right.
Because I totally know. That's what McLovin says when they ask him. So let's answer a question from one of our patrons. Jenny asks, I'm not sure whether you've already answered this or not, but I've always wanted to know, how many communion crackers are in one Jesus?
Oh.
Ooh.
An infinite amount. You know how, like, baby Groot kind of grows back? That's what happens with me. You take the crackers out, but I grow them back.
Like a lizard tail.
What?
Yes.
I was thinking of this more like, you know, that, like, Tootsie Pop, and you're like, how many licks
does
it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Jesus Pop?
Well, start licking me. Let's find out.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Children, listen.
You're not my dad. I can say that now.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to say six. Six crackers.
Six licks? Okay.
That's it. Now you got to work harder.
Jesus is the equivalent of six crackers. You know what I mean. If you want us to answer your questions on the show and hang out with your fellow heathens on our chat server and talk to me, the Lord thy God, join our Patreon. You'll also gain an extra 90 minutes a week of exclusive content. That's insane.
That's a lot.
Join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. All right. Let's talk about some of the me damn news. Like I said, my pillow guy got banned from Twitter.
I love it.
Like a week after Satan was here and totally disavowed Mike Pillow Guy.
It's embarrassing for him.
Yeah. I think that these things are related.
What was it that kind of catapulted out of
Twitter? He was still saying that the election was stolen and that Biden didn't really win. And, you know, Trump is the real one. Basically tweeting election fraud lies.
And he was also lying about his pillows being good, I see. Twitter called that out.
Pillows are bad. I tried one, it's bad. It's called My Pillow because he made it for him. It doesn't work for anybody else.
Right, you look at his head. You look at him. He looks like a very stiff guy. Very stiff. So it's My Pillow Guy. Exactly. So he got kicked off Twitter, and I think that's funny.
Good.
And the reason that he got kicked off is because he's a lying douchebag, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got to deliver. You know, this is the title of the episode, Why My Pillow Guy Got Banned from Twitter.
Well, here's the thing. Isn't his past a bit rocky? Wasn't he a coke addict, and then he started My Pillow and got clean?
Yeah.
And so
yes, and he wrote a book about it, and the book, the cover of it is holographic. Right. And so it changes from his mugshot to a picture of him now.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's really wow, yes. That's pretty baller.
Yeah. Go to his Instagram if he's still on.
I read an article recently that said that he and Jane Krakowski from Thirty Rock true. Had an affair.
And then he sued. He threatened to sue. He threatened to sue the Daily Mail or whoever published it.
So you know
why?
So you know it's true. This,
I mean, it's good
I
press
mean, that's
for
a good
him.
Story for him.
For yeah. her, I, for she, her. I would, if I were her, I'd be suing the shit out of him.
Yeah, what? I didn't see any response from her. Did she respond?
She said, yeah. it wasn't true." But like, that's okay. exactly something Jenna from 30 Rock would do.
Yeah,
fucking yes. fuck the My Pillow guy.
Yeah, she was basically the same character on Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, that's. I'll do it, which but only me, for the attention.
Which makes me think that like. That's really just her. And so, you know, my pillow guy, you know, he fits the bill.
It's impossible to not call him Mike Pillow.
I know.
Let me tell you something about Jane. No, this is good. I mean, she seems like the same character in a lot of things, but it works. She's very clever. I think she's very funny. And if many of you don't recall, she was the cousin in the original Vacation movie with Chevy Chase.
Oh,
she was the little girl who, when they go to visit Cousin Eddie at his house, and they're his daughter, you know, with the blonde, and she's like, I know how to
the French. Blonde.
Yeah.
I don't remember Moses because, you know, it was a long time ago. But
it's a great movie. It's a classic.
It's a great movie. Vacation. It's a classic. Yeah. Wally World.
Yeah.
John Candy.
Yeah.
Agree with you.
But,
well,
but
that's
Jane Krakowski's publicist did release a statement, though. It was really good. We should read it.
Okay. Read it.
She said, Jane has never met Mr. Lindell. She has not and has never been in any relationship with him, romantic or otherwise. She is, however, in full-fledged fantasy relationships with Brad Pitt and Kermit the Frog and welcomes any and all coverage on those.
All right.
That's real, though. Seriously.
I love that.
That's
so
cool.
much.
That's cool.
I
well, I'm glad
her.
Because I, you know, just picturing that.
Yeah.
And it's like it's you just see a headline these days and you're like, okay, that must be true. Because so much strange shit has happened.
Who came up with that though?
The Daily
and
Mail.
And why?
The Daily Mail.
But that's why did
so
they pick
random.
Her?
Yeah. So yeah. random.
Yeah, because they're random, you know. They're
random.
Just random.
Not like other girls.
The Daily Mail is random. We wish my pillow guy the worst of luck. And he went on Fox News. He's complaining. He's complaining that, you know, the CIA is out to get him. Some bullshit.
Jeez.
Yeah. And, you know, he's in that QAnon thing. So he's not like the smartest of pillow guys. So QAnon conspiracy theorists are now think Trump will become president again on March 4th.
Why March 4th?
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer right there.
Why? Why is the rapture happening on March 5th? You know, like
that's a Thursday.
Random days.
Okay, I'll have to put it in my calendar.
You know,
block that day off.
better start stocking up on water and provisions. And boy, it's really sad. I saw, I've seen some of the messages. You never know when it's real. It's like if you see a message, like I follow these accounts, like Parlor Takes and. Like Trump cope, basically these accounts that are, they post screenshots from around the internet of how these people are dealing with it. And, you know, if they're mad, you're like, yeah, that person's real. And, but if they like, if anybody ever realizes that maybe this is a scam, and everyone's like, no, that's fake. There's no way in hell that's real.
Yeah.
Because they're getting trolled a lot. But
did Joel see the New York Times had an opinion piece called 3 weeks inside a pro-Trump QAnon chat room? And this reporter spent obviously 3 weeks inside a pro-Trump QAnon chat room, but they were able to get the voices of the people in the chat room because I guess they used like audio in this chat room. And so you hear these people saying things like, I heard Joe Biden was lowering the age of consent to age 8. Can anybody tell me if that's true?
Wow.
And like, Biggie was killed by the deep state. I don't know why they brought the Biggie up into this, but a bunch of crazy, crazy shit. They would talk about like their grocery list and like they would tell each other happy birthday. And then they would also like in the same breath be like, I think that they should pull all those treasonous like fucks out of there and do a public execution, like calling for a live execution on TV. It's insane. I recommend going to read and listen to that.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, that has to stop. Okay, yeah. You cannot have a country, you cannot have a democracy, you cannot have anything when there are people just tossing that shit out there. Like it's no big deal. Like, that should be a fucking crime. I don't care what forum you're on. If you're even floating that as an idea, it should, like, there should be someone, the police should show up, like, you okay?
Yeah.
Because
I guess the problem is there's so much of it, it's just impossible to police.
Fuck that.
Well, my thing is, this guy was in this chat room for like 3 weeks. Did he not, I'm assuming he got in there before the insurrection started because they had audio from the insurrection happening. And so did he not tip somebody off? I'm confused on what they knew about this.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. It's like Captain America, you know, the day before 9/11. Like, why didn't you do something?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Like, what the fuck? Like, Jim Gaffigan tweeted something like this last night. You know, nice democracy you have there where people are afraid to vote their consciences because if they do, then people will break into their house and beat their family to death. Like, this is literally what they're Republicans off the record who have said they can't vote the way they want because that's what they're afraid of.
Right.
That's mob rule. Mm-hmm. Not Ja Rule, mob rule. Sorry. Something should be done about that, right?
I mean, yeah, something should be done about it. You know, but
I saw Billy Eichner tweeting about he posted a message that he got where someone said they wanted to cut him up and feed him to the fish.
Army Hammer?
No, Billy Eichner.
Feed
him to Army Hammer. Oh, yes. And you know what's funny is that everybody was like, this is hilarious. And Billy is responding to his own comment like, really great fans I have that I post something like this and everybody's like, you know, it could have been funnier. Nice that they called you skinny. You know, like, there was just an attack on the Capitol.
Yeah.
Like, these people are fucking real. Okay? And I know you always say, like, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself, but, like, what about, like, murderous idiots?
Yeah. No, fear is a good thing. It keeps you safe.
I think that, I hope that Biden does something about that, about privacy laws, about, I'm worried. I'm starting to worry that these people are going to get away with it.
Yeah, it seems like the more time that passes after that insurrection at the Capitol, it's just getting brushed aside. And I mean, that's what we see happening in the Senate now, which we can talk about later.
What happened in the Senate?
Well, I just mean, it seems like most Republicans will not be voting to convict Trump.
Impeach.
Yeah. Whereas if this happened like maybe right after the insurrection, it could have been a very different story. But now that he's no longer president, now that he's out in Florida, you know, everybody's like, was it really a bad thing that happened? Like, it wasn't.
Yeah. So last night, 45 Republican senators voted against letting the impeachment trial happen, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But they failed and it is going to happen. But however, they would need to actually convict. You need like 17 Republicans to flip.
And that just seems
and
very
it's clear.
Unlikely.
It's fucking clear that's not going to happen.
Right.
Because these people don't care about anything. They are terrorists. Like Seth Rogen, it's insane. Everybody should be going after Ted Cruz and these people the way like Seth Rogen is. He calls him, you know, a fascist, a terror, like all of these things. He's not holding back because they don't hold back. Like they're willing to die for insanity.
Yeah.
Because someone told them that all Democrats are pedophiles. Really, you know what I bet the people in that chat room? I bet many of them are pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. It's a lot of projecting.
Right.
But the Lincoln Project's going to fix it. And that's what I always come back to. Is they're not going to let him get away with this. They're probably making a video right now. And he's not going to get away from it.
It's going to be like $30 million to make. So send us your money.
It's a 30-second video.
Final Cut Pro takes about 10 minutes, but give me 30 million.
fucking, it's the iMovie app on their phone.
It's the iMovie. It just cost $30 million to take off the watermark.
Like videos from CNN they didn't pay for.
No, if you to take off that little watermark that says iMovie, it costs $30 million. So send it in. Jesus.
So I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, no, my friend hasn't exactly connected with them.
But they did steal your friend's ideas, right?
My friend, and then
anyway, moving on.
They spoke about that this morning, actually, but go ahead.
All right. So a U.S. representative's bill would ban QAnon supporters and Capitol rioters from ever getting security clearances. So that's a start, I guess. It hasn't passed or anything. It's just somebody's idea. Like, can we at least ban them from getting security clearances? Because there's crazy people in the Congress, like this Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, my God. Talk about that. Oh,
okay. How much shit has come out in the last day? She she's down with executing people. She's down with she harassed Parkland survivors.
Right. That video came out this morning.
Yeah.
Where she's following David Hogg, who was in Parkland school when the shooting happened. And he's been an activist for them, of course. But she was hounding him, following him on the street, yelling at him. This is a congresswoman yelling at that kid, you know?
Crazy congresswoman. Did they spell for her like crazy and congresswoman all with Qs? Yeah. I think so. Crazy congresswoman. So fuck those people. It's crazy that, Trump is gone, but everybody still has this attention span of a fly where something like that happens January 6th. And 2 weeks later, they've all moved on.
Yep. Time heals. 70, all wounds for them.
75% of Republicans still think the election was stolen because they can't accept that they lost.
Oof.
Because that would be, just... critical to their toxic masculinity or something. But yeah, I'm fucking pissed. I'm pissed. Yeah.
And Kevin McCarthy,
it feels like nothing's gonna happen.
Did you see Kevin McCarthy was like, I'm gonna talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene about what she said?
Oh,
okay, Kevin.
Really? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I'm gonna give her a talking to.
You know what else he said? He shifted from blaming the people, after the attack who were there, to he changed it to everyone in America bears some blame for January 6th.
Explain that,
please.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
I was at home.
Yeah, I was taking a dump. Actually, I was recording this podcast.
Yeah.
I have. Me, Jesus, and Moses all have an alibi.
Right. Yeah, we submit the MP3 file as evidence.
Holy Spirit doesn't have one.
We'll make you one. We'll edit her in.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also getting scared that the Democrats are just going to, cave.
No, what? You mean, what? When have they done that?
When have they ever done that? Because they were like, hey, surprise everybody, good news. We're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour in 2025.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's so
slow. The battle to start that began in 2012, and inflation keeps rising. The cost of rent keeps rising. But the minimum wage moves at, a snail's pace.
A snail's
pace. A McConnell
pace. A turtle's pace. Yeah. And, it should just be raised. Just raise it to, $30 an hour. Just fuck it. There's so many idiots. They're like, oh, but then we're, then my chalupa is going to cost $25.
Good. Take pleasure in a $25 chalupa.
Get a better chalupa.
Maybe you'll eat it slower and appreciate every bite a little more.
So you're saying high schoolers deserve to be paid $30 an hour, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the richest person on the planet is one of the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet, Elon Musk.
Ugh.
It's just, come on, Biden, sign some more executive. I know he signed a bunch, but don't slow down. Keep signing more. There's so much more shit to unfuck. I saw a funny meme from Leslie Jones. I sent it to you, Moses.
Yeah.
Where it's Biden, signing executive orders, And the captions are like, unfuck this, unfuck that. I'm like, Leslie listens to the pod. Other than that, you know, Dominion, I do enjoy that this Dominion company is suing everybody who talks shit.
Oh, yeah. They're coming after Rudy now?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's great.
And didn't Rudy have a comment?
Did he have a comment?
Just yeah, he responded. Didn't he say, you know, they're in for it because he's crazy?
Yeah, what do you think, I'm crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yes. Oh, he's just like, what do you think, I am a jackass? And it's yeah. like, right, yes, right, yes, right. I do.
Yeah.
But to his credit, no, like, ink came down his head.
Right.
When he said it. He didn't, like, shit himself on live TV, so it's a win.
And to his credit, those questions he were asked, they were rhetorical. We, you know, when he asked, hey, what, do you think I'm crazy? They're rhetorical. He doesn't mean for us to answer. Jesus.
Well, Jesus. Well, it's amazing how quickly a $1.3 billion suing, what do you call it? Suit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit. It's amazing how quickly he changes his mind. He's like, no, the election's, you know, the Biden's president.
Yeah.
What's Trump up to? He said he wants to take a nice long break, which is great because we do too.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he'll realize that he likes being on break and then he'll just never return to politics.
There you
but
go.
I think, yeah, he did say something about, what, a few months off?
Yeah.
He's taking.
And I don't know who did this. Yeah. Maybe it was the Lincoln Project, but somebody flew a banner over Mar-a-Lago upon his return that said, Trump, worst president ever.
Probably was this fucking asshole.
I think it was that that lawyer from Florida who did the he played Death on the Beaches, Daniel Upfielder or something like that. I think he was the one who did that.
He's
but it's
more
great.
Effective than the entire Lincoln Project. So
he really is.
And then there was a poll: nearly 60% of Americans want Donald Trump barred from holding public office again.
I mean, yeah, but you know, he comes back and you don't know what's going to happen. So it's not like, oh, I feel so much better because that many people don't want him around. But it's like, eh, I won't be comfortable until he's dead.
Yeah.
What? Would I say that out loud?
You say expire on the show.
You know, until his time.
All right.
Eventually, you know, staring at the sunset.
We'll fix it in
with a bottle of brandy. He, for the last time, whispers, MAGA. And, you know,
will that be his final word?
Into the force. Okay. The dark side. So, it's I don't understand. So, this motherfucker incited an insurrection. The Republicans are too cowardly to hold him to justice. So, they're not going to, like, convict him for this. So that means that he's going to continue to get all the benefits of being a former president. Can they still, like, can someone take him to trial for what he did there, like, separately from being an ex-president?
What he did there? I don't know.
They have to. Like, he's going to go to court for all these other things. To me, the crimes, like, there's also all these QAnon Congress people that took people on tours. Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't been charged.
Yeah.
And I don't,
Well, I guess that's still being investigated, these other cases.
Yeah, but I'm not exactly holding out hope anything's going
to
happen.
And again, it's just like the more time that passes, the more unlikely anything is actually going to happen because Americans are kind of moving on from it. They should.
I don't know if Americans are they?
The more time that they're separated from it, I think the less people who actually care. And I think the Senate is using that to their advantage.
Dumb, if you let them get away with it, it's going to happen again.
I know, and again. I know. It's not right.
It's not right. It's insane. And I don't know. I blame my pillow guy. I blame Rudy. I blame Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
I think.
Ribbit.
I don't understand humans. And I don't understand how they can just like be like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So they want to kill us all. Well, better luck next time.
Maybe if new evidence comes to light during this impeachment trial that's really damning, things could change.
In what, the vote?
Well, yeah, in the vote. No, I don't know. Way. If some evidence comes forward that like...
Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and all those assholes are never going to change their mind because they don't care. Right.
No,
what
people
happened.
Like them won't. But others in the Senate maybe could, if new information comes to light.
What do you think, Holy Spirit? Is that going to happen?
Probably not, no.
No, Nah, probably not. Nah.
So once again, America is fucked. On that note, is everyone good and depressed?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so happy Biden is president. Everything's better.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just am perpetually that crazy person in the wilderness going, what the fuck are you doing? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, and but you know, every day they catch some new schmuck. Like today it was, they caught some guy who was wearing his varsity letter jacket there.
Oh, right, right.
And that's why they caught him.
Right.
There's so much more to do. I guess we got to give him more time, right?
Oh, yeah. Biden, of course. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're only a week into this.
I guess I should just breathe, right?
Yes.
Just like take some deep breaths.
Check out the Calm app. Let
Isn't that what you always say? That app sucks.
Oh, you don't like it?
Do you?
I'm curious about that. Like, is that a good app? It's not a good app.
I like it. I mean, it kind of makes me fall asleep, but yeah.
Holy
I
Spirit, like have you checked out this app?
I like the Insight Timer app.
Insight Timer.
What is
it's
that?
It's like Calm, but it's better than Calm, and it's not as expensive.
Nice.
In fact, it is free.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So just real quick, you know, because maybe they'll be a sponsor someday, but do you just basically choose like your sounds and you sit there for like 15 minutes and listen to the sounds? Is that it?
Yeah. He stares at his phone, which has like a GIF of rain falling.
Oh, boy.
And he listens to the rain falling in like a 10-second loop.
Wow.
No,
he's like,
it's
oh,
like...
calm.
They have like British people guiding you through.
Like, I'll say no more.
It's like, close your eyes, let the breath run through you.
You put, hey,
feel the ground.
Give me an Irish or a Scottish accent and I'm in.
I see Insight Timer has celebrities doing the guided meditations.
Oh, God.
Maybe we can get
For
you on
free?
This app, God.
Oh.
You're a very calming presence.
Wait, this is free and they have celebrities?
Yeah.
No way.
Maybe Russell Brand does an ad for Casper halfway through the meditation.
You know what? I know you're not my son anymore. Just tell me it's going to be okay, Jesus.
It's going to be okay. Breathe slowly. Okay. Let the body rest.
Okay.
Feel the earth.
All right, it's going to be okay. Jesus said so. Jesus has spoken.
Even more of The God Pod, pledge today at patreon.com/thegodpod. You'll receive instant access to many more exclusive episodes throughout the week.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.